Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Trolley Watch. My name is Amy Sinclair. I am the editor of New Idea Food and I'm joined by the very gorgeous, wonderful, inspiring Barbara Northwood, our excellent food director. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Amy.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Aboard, because we're on a cruise liner. I wish.
Something like that.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
We are not. We are doing Trolley Watch, which of course is your go-to podcast for all things food and shopping and supermarkets and groceries. And I'm going to go straight into segment one because it's what we do every week. It's best in aisle. This week, we tasted my favourite food of all time. I've always said, right, if I had, if a genie came and knocked on my door and said, you can eat any food you want and never gain a kilo, because that's, you know, I've given this some thought because that's a likely scenario that could happen in my life. I've said I would love to eat as many spring rolls as I can and just still look like Jennifer Aniston, which obviously I still do. I just have a deep fryer next to my desk all the time.
Yes.
And just constantly, constantly just turn them out, fry them up, turn them up, chow them down. So I'm very excited about this. We looked at four different spring rolls from all the major supermarkets and brands. We were trying to pick the best one at the best price. Yes. I'm going to go straight into it, Barb. The first one we tried were the Coles frozen vegetable spring rolls. They come in a 16-pack for $2. God, that's a good deal, isn't it?
It's very good.
I don't even need
really
to
good
of,
value.
Yeah, you can't really beat it. And they're great for when friends come by.
Totally.
And, or you just want to have a mid-morning snack.
In front of the TV.
As I do most days with my spring rolls. I'm kidding. What did you think of the Coles ones, Barb?
Personally, I thought they were a little bit cabbagey. A lot of vegetables, 55% vegetables. Just that flavour. They reminded me of a Chico.
You
Chico
do. Roll. You bit into it and you felt like you're having a mini Chico roll, didn't you?
Yeah, and if you love those, that's great. So as you say, for value. You've got cabbage, potato, onion, carrot and green beans and bean vermicelli.
But you just tasted the cabbage.
Bit cabbagey, yeah.
Next one we tried were the Woolworths Asiana spring rolls. These came in a 24-pack for $5. Again, great value.
Yep.
What did you think of these ones, Barb?
I like these ones. They weren't greasy. They had a good colour when they were cooked and actually quite tasty, really.
They were very tasty.
Yep.
I think I knocked back about, 16 in 4 minutes. Anyway, I digress. Next up, we had the Aldi International Cuisine Cocktail Vegetable Spring Rolls. This is a 40-pack for $3.29. That's a lot of spring rolls.
It was a lot. But I thought the pastry was a bit tough. They'd be chewy.
They were all pastry, weren't they?
Yeah, not a lot of filling. Again, had the cabbage and carrot, but you really couldn't taste it. 50% vegetables, but as I said, for me it was the toughness of eating that pastry, not light.
Last one we went a bit fancier. These were the Yum Cha brand vegetable spring rolls. You only get 15 in a pack for $6.30, but they're very different. The other ones looked quite similar. They were small, quite
thin
and, narrow, and tight. Yeah. These ones were more of your traditional sort of
little squat fat ones, weren't they?
Like
they actually looked homemade.
More that you would get from a Chinese restaurant, but not as long. But they definitely looked homemade. It looked like you'd been out the back. Mixing up your mix with your spring roll wrappers.
They were lovely.
They had a nice filling.
Yeah. And they had a lot more like things like the mung bean sprouts, the yam bean, ear mushrooms, vermicelli carrot. They're actually really
tasty.
They were very fancy. Yeah.
They were great, weren't they?
Yeah, really
now,
good.
Now, Barb, if you were going to pick one, what? It's the final question. What gets the golden trolley? Barb?
I think the Asiana, the Woolworths.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really good value for what they were. The kids would love them.
Yep.
You'd hand them out to your friends watching the footy.
Even though the Yum Cha ones were definitely impressive and they were, you know, proper spring rolls.
But they mightn't appeal to everybody.
Yeah, they were very vegetable-y. They had sort of a more of an interesting vegetable flavour. I definitely liked them. But the Woolworths ones were just moorish,
$5.
As I said, I powered through about 80 in 4 minutes.
And we didn't even have a dipping sauce.
No.
Yeah, they were great.
So there you go, Woolworths. You've done it again. Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Amy.
Let's go make some more spring rolls. Segment two, Barb, is something that I think is important to remember because we all have our cooking disasters.
Yes,
don't
we do. We're only human.
We are only human. This, of course, is the time I tried to make ... where Barb and I share our disaster stories. Yes. Barb, hit me with it. Tell me a good one.
Mine was blackberry jam.
Oh.
But the twist to this story is that I actually went out and picked the blackberries.
Really?
So I had prickle marks.
Well, you're an avid gardener, aren't you, Barb?
Yeah, I love gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. You know, yep. The long sleeves on a hot day, yep. You're picking all these blackberries, going to make this amazing jam. I was so excited, got home, put into the stock pot, equal quantity berries for sugar, brought to the boil, cooking away, cooking away, cooking away. Gee, it seems to be taking a long time, cooking away.
Oh,
oh, I think that's ready. Put it on the saucer. Yes, it's got the little run your finger through.
Yeah,
it's got the little wrinkles in it. Took that off the heat, put it into the jar, let it cool.
There's a lot of effort as you've got to sterilize.
I couldn't even get the spoon in it. It turned to toffee.
Oh,
but you know, I had some in the fridge for like 3 years. Well, it just didn't go off. It was just there permanently.
Then I moved it to the freezer and it's still there, isn't it?
I kept thinking I could just melt this to put on ice cream. I never did because I couldn't even get it out of the jar.
Wow.
I could not get it out. It was made with so much love.
It's like a palm
sugar. It's a real art to making jam. Yeah.
No.
I missed it on that one.
My story, Barb, is courtesy of my parents. Now, my mum rings me the other day. I speak to my mum most days. We're chatting away and all of a sudden my dad says, oh, I've got to talk to Amy, put her on the phone. Now, my dad only really – we talk a lot about, you know, we're avid lotto.
Yes.
You know, we talk about that a lot, like what entry we're doing every day – well, not every day, but every week, et cetera. He gets on the phone. He says, Amy, I've got to tell you what happened. So basically they'd made a casserole or some sort of stew a few weeks ago. And they'd opened up a bottle of red wine to use in the casserole. Yes. My mum doesn't drink at all. My dad doesn't drink red wine that much, but he has a lot that people, you know, give. So he has but he had a cheap bottle of red wine that he had there for when mum needs it for her stews and stuff. So they've used it. Long story short, 2 weeks later, my dad gets up to make the tea in the morning, sees this bottle of red wine sitting there and says, oh, that'd probably be vinegar by now. I better throw it away. So he emptied it out in the sink, puts the lid back on, throws it into the recycling. Bob's your uncle. He also went to sort of the wine collection. And as I said, he recently retired.
Yes.
So a lot of people had given him sort of, you know, nice bottles of brandy and whiskey and red wine. And he pulled out a beautiful bottle of red. He said it's worth a good $200-$300 he's seen it in the stores for. But he got it out because it had a lovely label and he thought, oh, that'd be nice to have out on the shelf. You know, it'll look quite nice when people come around. So he put it out there and that was it. Fast forward a few hours.
No.
My mum walked into the kitchen and thought, oh, that red wine's got to be a bit off by now. That's got to be vinegar.
No.
Unscrews it, pours it down the sink. $300 bottle of red wine gone. My dad, would have thought that he'd lost a limb. The way that he was telling me, it was like the most devastating thing that's ever happened to his in his life. Poor bloke.
It would have been.
And my mum's just pouring it down the sink. I said, well, what's dad doing a bit of housework anyway? That's insane. No wonder something went terribly wrong.
Amy, that is a disaster.
Segment three, Barb, is Barb's blind taste test. Now, I'm not going to do vegan versus meat this time. That was very tricky for you, wasn't it?
It was a bit tricky. Yes, it was.
But this is very, very interesting because today I'm going to give you a range of vanilla ice creams.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of ice creams available in your freezer.
I love ice cream.
Oh, there we go. I'm going to make your day, aren't I? Ice cream, you love it, but there's a big choice, isn't there? A lot of price points. You can
very
go really expensive. You can go really cheap.
So many brands,
so many different varieties, low fat, creamy, premium, whatever. I've got five different varieties. I've got them here. You have no idea which is which.
No.
I'm going to get you to taste them.
Okay.
All right. First one here, Barb. Give it a go.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Got that one. Second one. Looking at them, you can't really tell them apart, though, can you?
Not really.
It's not like
your mouth's getting cold, actually.
Yeah. Third one, here you go.
Okay.
Yep. Fourth one. We're just rolling through these, aren't you?
Well, they slip down very easily. Just a moment.
Don't they?
Yep.
Need to put a bit of chocolate and sauce on it or something.
Yeah.
And last but not least, here's nice. The last one.
Mmm.
So, Barb, now's the time that I tell you what you've just tasted. You've tasted we had the Woolworths Essentials Vanilla Ice Cream, $2.65 for 2 litres.
Yes.
We then had the Coles Vanilla Ice Cream, $2.65 for 2 litres. I'm going to mix it up so that you can't tell which order everything's in. I'm very tricky here, Barb, very tricky. We had the Aldi Milfina Ice Cream, $2.65 for 2 litres. Then I also threw in a few fancy ones, Barb. The Sara Lee Classic French Vanilla Ice Cream, $8 for 1 litre. Mm. And the Connoisseur Classic Vanilla Gourmet Ice Cream, $10 for 1 litre. Barb, 1 to 5, what was your favourite?
It would have to be number 5. It was very creamy. It's a texture thing, I suppose, with ice cream more than anything else, but it was really creamy.
What was second? What was there any that you were tossed up between?
I'd have to say number 4.
Yep. I can now reveal, Barb, that you picked the most expensive one, the Connoisseur ice cream. I guess that's not surprising.
No.
Because it is
and a lovely flavour.
Premium.
Really beautiful.
It's very creamy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just having some now.
Yeah. Creamy,
it's very,
vanilla-y.
Very creamy.
Yeah.
And in second place was your Sara Lee.
Yes.
So, again, you went the 2 premiums, not to be surprised. What did you think of the other ones?
I suppose a little bit icy for me.
Yeah.
It depends what you're going to do with them.
Were there any of the cheaper ones that you liked at all?
Probably the 3rd one.
That was the Aldi one.
Had a bit more of a taste to the others. I thought the first two didn't really have a lot of flavour at all.
It's still a little bit icy though, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit icy, but you could taste a vanilla flavour through it. So at least it had a bit of flavour. But the next two were just so creamy.
It just goes to show when it comes to ice cream, you get what you pay for, am I right?
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, if you're giving it to the kids, just whack a bit of chocolate sauce on it, doesn't it?
Oh, totally.
Just
put in milkshakes.
Whatever. Yeah, milkshakes. Smoothies, great idea. But when it comes to sitting on the couch with a glass of wine for dinner, forget your fancy foods, having a tub of ice cream. Not that I ever do this, guys, ever, ever. You got to go to the Connoisseur. Thanks, Barb. I'm off to have some ice cream. Barb, next up we have a brand new segment that I'm pretty excited about, but you're going to be very nervous about this one because you have no idea what's coming.
No.
All I've got in my pantry is ... Barb, I'm going to give you a whole lot of ingredients. You have to tell me what you would cook in it. Now, maybe not you, Barb, because you have a fridge and a pantry that would rival most Woolworths or Coles. You've got to put on your backpack, go for a good trek when you're going through your pantry, I bet. With me, not so much, you know. I go day to day. I'm always chasing my tail with grocery shopping. Often I look in there and I go, we've got to throw something together with some very random ingredients. So I'm hoping I'm not alone in this. And, Barb, I want you to help me. I'm going to give you some ingredients. You need to cook a dinner and a dessert from these, all right?
Okay. See if I can.
Ingredient 1, bananas. Ingredient 2, chicken mince.
Yes.
Obviously not together. Well, that would be interesting. Ingredient 3, eggs.
Yep.
4, condensed milk. 5, spring onions.
Yes.
6, a Mars bar. I don't know anyone would have a spare Mars bar. It's a bit stupid, isn't it? Then you have a sachet of pre-made rice.
Yes.
Last but not least, some canned tomatoes.
Okay.
So it's pretty good, Barb. I'm being pretty kind.
That's actually very good, Amy.
All right. Give me dinner.
Have I got any herbs and spices? Is this it?
I might give
I'd have
you
to have a few
pantry items.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know? You have to go into your fridge and get out your spices.
Tuscan seasoning or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I'll give you some Tuscan seasoning. Yeah. Hit me with it, Barb. What are you going to make me?
Well, I'd probably end up sauteing the mince, browning that off in a little bit of oil, and probably cooking the rice separately, adding the canned tomatoes to the rice and then putting the spring onions through it, salt and pepper.
Yeah, it's like a bit of an Italian-y kind
of type thing. And I'd serve that with the rice.
Nice.
I wouldn't try and cook them together.
Yeah.
I'd cook them separately to serve with, and that'd be really healthy.
Dessert part.
Dessert, that banana. I love bananas too.
Yeah.
I'd probably cook the banana in a little bit of brown sugar.
Yeah.
Saute that till it was just brown. Oh, the condensed milk. I take the banana out, add the condensed milk to the pan and caramelise it.
Really? So it's like a caramel?
It's like a caramel sauce to go over the banana separately. And then I chop that Mars bar into pieces and just have that on the side of the plate like a dipping sauce. So you could dip that into the extra caramel sauce.
Bob, I reckon you've got to put that in new idea. I reckon you just jumped on a recipe right there.
They're my favourite flavours. You just you have
Mars
just
bar, banana,
and caramel. Oh, wow,
delight! Yeah. I'm not very good at coming up with.
If I could have some ice cream with that, that'd be amazing from my freezer.
I've got some ice cream here from the last segment. I'll let you take it home with you, Barb. I'm absolutely loving this recipe. I want you to go back to the test kitchen tomorrow. I want you to whip it up. Get a photo of it for me.
Sure.
We're going to put the recipe on our Facebook page.
Lovely.
Everyone can make it. How good does it sound?
Oh, it's delicious.
I was kind of thinking you'd go fudge with that.
Yeah.
But you threw me. Yeah. Bit of caramel.
Yeah.
Mm. Look out for it, guys. It's coming to Facebook. And, of course, our Facebook address is newideafood.com/Facebook. All right, Barb. This is your favourite segment of all time, isn't it?
It really is.
It's Freezer Facts, where Barb gets to talk about what you can and can't freeze. Anyone new to Trolley Watch, let me tell you, there is nothing Barb loves more than her freezer, not her husband.
That's true. It's love that freezer.
I know. It's so – it's a big one.
It's rewarding.
It's rewarding, isn't it? And you have a full
– Yep. I certainly
big collection.
Do.
Anything and everything gets thrown in that.
Yes.
That
what brand is it? Huh?
Oh, that's true.
It's a Kelvinator.
Kelvinator.
Yeah.
Is that because your husband's Ken and it kind of.
Yeah,
that's nice. All right, Barb, I'm going to ask you 10 foods. Can you freeze it or not? Hit me with it. Number one, snow peas.
I don't like them frozen.
They're
very limp when they come out. They're quite soggy.
Nothing
worse. So not for me. Not for me.
We don't
I like that
things
bit of crunch.
Limp,
like
do
celery,
we?
No, but not a stir fry, no.
You want it nice and rigid. Number two, fresh chestnuts. Oh, Barb, get your mind out of the gutter. Honestly.
Fresh chestnuts. Yes, leave them in their shell and pack them into a container or freezer bag and freeze them. Now, they're great for soups or puree or stuffings, but you can't roast them. Because, again, there's the moisture content.
Right.
But they're great for adding to things, and they're available now.
They're on special, Barb. Get in there, guys. Whack them in the freezer. Number three, blueberries.
Yeah, they're great to freeze.
They?
Spread them out in a tray. And once they've obviously frozen, you pack them into bags, and then they're great for smoothies or when you're making your own muffins.
Just a snack as well.
Yeah, and
like
they're great
frozen.
To add frozen.
Yeah,
Never ever thaw them.
No.
Otherwise they bleed, the colour goes through everything. So add them frozen.
And your chopping boards. Four, coffee, ground or beans. Can you freeze it?
You can, but you shouldn't.
Oh,
so
Barb's
don't store it. No. Store an airtight container in a cupboard. Yep. Not even in the fridge because all that's changed so much. I used to keep mine in the fridge.
Once upon a time, everyone used to keep it in the fridge, didn't
they? Yes. But if you've got a good bag, the bag that they're bought in, just seal that properly. It's great.
It's great. That's all you need.
It's all you need.
Number five, tomatoes. I never even thought of freezing a tomato.
Have you ever bought them and you were looking at that little vegetable drawer and you've got three or four left? This is what I do. Again, I don't want to throw them out, but they're too soft to eat.
Yeah, they got a bit soggy, haven't they?
Puree them, put them in your food processor.
Yeah.
Just puree them and then stick them in the freezer. See, then you can add them to anything.
Add them to a pasta. You can just whatever you like.
A mince dish.
That's just smart business there, but Barb, I don't care what anyone says. Number six, cranberry sauce.
Yes, cranberry sauce. A lot of people buy cranberry sauce at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And you use some of it, but you end up with jars and jars of it. I mean, there's only so much cranberry sauce you can use. So definitely you can freeze that.
Christmas only comes around once a year, am I right?
Well, sometimes people have it in July.
I'm a big turkey lover, but I only let myself have it at Christmas.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know why. I'm going to be quiet now. Number eight, hummus. Hummus. Can you freeze hummus?
Yes, you can. So what you do is just pour a little bit of oil over the surface and pop that into the freezer. And that's the bought one or the homemade one with a can of chickpeas and tahini and lemon juice and it's delicious.
Number nine, popcorn.
No, loses its crunch immediately.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's gold.
It goes like polystyrene.
Oh, that's no good.
No, not good on your teeth.
That.
It kind of squeaks when you eat it.
Last but not least, coconut desiccated and shredded.
Yes. Freezes really well, and that has a high oil content, and that can go rancid as well. So it's actually good in the freezer.
So it's probably better to keep it there.
Yeah,
if
definitely.
You're not going to use it straight away.
Yes,
there Barb, you've done it again. Honestly, you know, the University of Sydney should give you an honorary doctorate in freezing. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Professor Barb.
I'm getting the classes on it, Amy.
Professor Barb with a master's in freezing. Thank you, Barb, for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Amy.
Another amazing episode. I'm so excited to have you in, especially when we're talking freezes. It's my favourite thing. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and follow us where all you find all good podcasts. And you can always remember to join the conversation with us at our Facebook page, which of course is Facebook.com/NewIdeaFood or Facebook.com/Foodiful. We'll see you next week, Barb.
Great. Bye. Thanks, Amy. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.